Bullshit.
It's the No Bullshit Marketing Show. I'm Dave Mastovich. I recently had a horrible customer experience. Anyone share my pain? Recently had a bad customer experience? It was with something that I wanted to actually purchase, upsell. I wanted to buy more, a higher level from a vendor that I had been a customer of theirs for probably decades. And it wasn't the first time that I ran into this problem. So it was with Bloomberg Businessweek. But before I dig into what I experienced, I'm going to tell you what my colleague Shep Hyken, one of the foremost thought leaders and experts on customer service and improving the customer experience, talks about. Shep talks about the three reasons why we choose to leave someone we're buying from, why we choose to leave as customers and become no more a customer of that particular company. His three reasons are, number one, apathy. We as customers feel that they were apathetic. Number two is rudeness. And rudeness is defined by us, the customer. And number three is the inability to connect. So those are from Shep Hyken, customer experience guru. Apathy, rudeness, inability to connect. The top three reasons why we choose to leave a company that we're buying from. Now you tell me if I got any of those three here with the apathy, the rudeness, and the inability to connect. So Bloomberg Businessweek, I've been a subscriber probably decades. And months ago, I just tried to upgrade from one level, which is the magazine and the online version of the magazine. And I didn't realize there was another level, which was more digital stuff. So they would constantly email me to sign up for newsletters. Since I'm a subscriber, they would email me and I would sign up for a newsletter or two or three that I thought were really good. Some of them were daily emails, the top five daily things to think about and so forth. I'd get these email newsletters. I'd scan them so they're achieving their goal of getting stickiness with me, a longtime customer. And I would click on something in there and it would not allow me to get to it. And I used LastPass, so I thought, oh, maybe it's something with my LastPass. So I talked to my assistant. And we tried to fix it, and it didn't work, and we just ignored it months ago. Probably 3-6 months ago, just ignored it. And it kept happening, and I kept thinking, this is just crazy. So we set out to try to figure this out, reached out to them, and their automatic emails kept saying, you have to complete this form and tell us you're from your magazine, from your print magazine, go find one of those and get that little label and enter stuff from that. That's the only place you can get that, and go do this, go do that, and then we would complete this process, and it would go to another one that would say the same thing, and another one would say the same thing. So finally, my assistant said, this is just really just insane, and it's just not working. So I just emailed and said, I've been a longtime customer. I'm going to have to quit because of what happened. And no one ever reached out any further than what appeared to be their AI or maybe just a standard customer service response, or it was a human and just they came across as cold. And they weren't able to ever really resolve it until a series of probably 15, 20 emails from three or four people involved, two people from my end, and we're assuming one or two from their end, or just two different AI-generated emails. So was there apathy? Well, absolutely. Absolutely. Been a customer, and I'm doing what you want me to do. You're sending me, subscribe to this, subscribe to this, subscribe to this. And when I subscribe to that, you're kind of baiting and switching, because when I click on something in what you told me to subscribe to, I can't get to it. So I reach out and tell you this, and no one ever addresses it with me. No one ever explains it clearly. So yes, it's apathy. Was it rude? Well, my definition of rude would be yes, simply because at some point that should have been upgraded to reach out and talk to a decades-long customer. Inability to connect, the third point that Shep says we as customers use when we're choosing to leave someone. Yes, it was an inability to connect. I had to have two people involved. You have my assistant reaching out multiple times, and I have to get involved. And we did this over multiple times. And we actually also had a discussion months ago, email exchanges a month ago. So Bloomberg Businessweek felt all three of those, apathy, rudeness, and inability to connect. And so what I tell you this for is Communication is so significant for whatever we buy. I'm here talking on a podcast about a subscription to a digital online magazine and a print magazine that I wanted to actually upgrade because I didn't realize that there was another level. And I'm taking the time to talk to you about this on a podcast, about this major national company, that shouldn't be a problem for them to take that easy money that you get again and again, that's recurring revenue, to do nothing. All they had to do to keep that was make it easier for me to buy more from them. So I tell this to you because communication is so important. Communication has to be clear, consistent, and frequent. And it wasn't on this point. There was no clarity. It was inconsistent. And it took way too long. So think of how simple that is. And I understand they're big and they might have millions and so forth. I get it. We all make mistakes. This might have been an aberrant situation that was out of the blue that maybe isn't the real Bloomberg Business Week. That's not my point. My point is we as customers get frustrated. So let's remember that when we are on the other end and we're not the customer. Let's remember to prove that we're not apathetic, to make sure we're not rude, and do our best to connect quickly, clearly, and consistently. Thanks for listening to another episode of the No Bullshit Marketing Show, recorded here in Mass Solutions Studio in bold, beautiful downtown Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Remember, ask yourself, what's the big idea? And build your story around the answer. It's all about bold solutions, no BS.